Jesus Christ is the light of the world, a light no darkness can overcome. 40 days after he was born, Simeon, a devout believer in God, told this to Joseph and Mary as they went to the temple to offer the sacrifices according to the law given to Moses. And when he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." Simeon confessed that he, a slave to God, was happy to be released from his service on earth, for he had seen the Messiah, the promised Redeemer of the world. This 40-day-old baby in the arms of his mother is not only the glory of Israel, but the one who brings the light of God's love to all people. There are many traditions concerning light on the 40th day after Christmas based on Simeon's words. The candles which are used in the church are blessed this day, as are the voices of those who proclaim the light of truth to the nations. This is the source of Groundhog Day as acknowledgement of the light of spring. May our Lord enlighten us with the truth that Jesus Christ is our hope and our salvation. Amen.